invitation for Joanne, J-O-A-N, Hart, H-A-R-T, February 1538. Address as a letter to Dr. McLaughlin, M-C-L-A-U-G-H-L-I-N, 224-2065. Dear Dr. McLaughlin, follow up for Mrs. Hart, stage 5 renal failure from chronic glomerulonephritis. No biopsy has been done. Last visit in November, comes accompanied with husband. Bilateral upper extremity Doppler has been done for purpose of an AV fistula to discuss with the surgeon if the vessels are amenable for the procedure, alternative graft, otherwise she wants to do home peritoneal dialysis. She has no symptoms of nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea or urinary changes, stable edema, good appetite, no chest pain palpitation or dyspnea, has not required any oxygen, nor thoracic PND, otherwise review system negative. Next paragraph, medication list includes Faslo, Amlodipine, blood pressure has been running around 136-68, no respiratory distress, 4 plus edema, no other changes on physical exam. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. December, creatinine 3.5 for a GFR of 12, stage 5, a normal sodium, potassium, acid base, a normal calcium, albumin, and phosphorus at 5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 5, chronic glomerulonephritis, chronic hematuria proteinuria, no renal biopsy has been done, prior hemodialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no evidence of respiratory failure, preparing for dialysis, AV fistula as a backup, but she wants to do PD dialysis, to see surgeon very soon, get home peritoneal dialysis nurse involved to assess patient, continue phosphorus binders, continue chemistry in a regular basis, continue present blood pressure medications. She has anemia at 8.5 and has received Eranes today. We have a long discussion one more time about advanced renal failure, home dialysis, in-center dialysis, the AV fistula. We start dialysis based on symptoms. She's not a candidate for a renal transplant given her age. She always has the choice of not doing any dialysis. This was an extensive visit. All questions answered. End of dictation.